Good afternoon. My name is Xiaoming Li. I'm from Wayne State University in Detroit, Michigan. So it's a long way to here. Dr. Holmes' presentation is a part of our studies. In her presentation, we already see there's a difference between AIDS orphans, vulnerable children, and the comparison children. So my presentation is going further to explore some of the factors which has potential impact on children's psychosocial adjustment. So one aspect of their life I'm looking at is the traumatic life events among those children affected by HIV/AIDS. So this is my disclosure statement. Then same acknowledgement as the previous talk. Then I have a number of causes from China and also from States, so I'd like to acknowledge. Well, the background, we already saw what Dr. Hong talked about it. The death of parents during childhood has a profound and a lifelong impact on child's psychosocial well-being. But in addition to the challenges and the obstacles faced by any children who lost their parents, children often by AIDS may experience additional traumatic life events. However, there's limited data regarding this aspect. Also, there's limited literature as looking at the relationship of traumatic life events to mental health status of children affected by HIV/AIDS. I just want to reiterate the definition here. We are using the definition that was used by UNICEF and the UNAIDS. So when we say children affected by HIV/AIDS, we refer both the children orphaned by AIDS, also vulnerable children, the children who face the potential of losing a parent. They are living with HIV-infected parents, but they are forced, face the potential of losing a parent at any time. Then we also have the comparison children, the children who did not experience HIV/AIDS related illness and the death in their family. Then same definition we use here, the single parents, we refer to the children who lost one parent to HIV/AIDS. And double orphans, we refer to the children who lost both parents to HIV/AIDS. So the study objectives in this presentation were two. First, examine the traumatic events experienced by the children affected by HIV/AIDS in comparison with their peers from the same community. The second objective is to examine the association between exposure of traumatic events and psychological symptoms. Here we use the depression as one of the measures. We have two hypotheses. We hypothesize the children affected by HIV will experience more traumatic events, including greater frequency and the density of the events, also longer duration of the impact, and the greater initial and the lasting impact of those events. Then we also hypothesize the children with more trauma exposure will have more psychological problems. In this case, it's more depressive symptoms. So the same study size as in Dr. Holmes' presentation. So same the information about our participants. We measure the traumatic life events using a modified version of the life incidence of traumatic events developed in the United States. So we modified the life, the instrument to suit for Chinese culture. Also, because we are studying AIDS orphans, so we add four more items to the original instrument to measure HIV-related illness and the death among parents and the relatives. So the original scale was 17 items, so we're using a scale with 21 items. So five scales from the instrument. The first is the occurrence, is whether the events ever happened to the children. So basically, it's a dichotomized measure. So the second question we ask the children, how frequent this event had happened to the children. The third scale, we measure the duration of the impact. So which basically is the years since the first occurrence. So we ask the children, how old when this event happened to you? So then we subtract that age from their current age. So we have initial emotion impact. So we ask the child how much it upset you at that time, this sense. Then we also have the lasting emotion impact. We ask the child how much it upsets you now. So all the subscales which appropriate for internal consistency estimate show an adequate Cronbach alpha. So we have a measure of depression which use the instrument developed in the United States, the Center for Epidemiological Study of Depression Scale for Children. So we have we use a composite score as an index score with the high number, with the higher score indicating increased level of depression. Again, the scale is showing adequate reliability among children, among Chinese children. So we use ANOVA to test the association, also the group difference. Also we use the Pearson product moment correlation coefficient to assess the association between the among the five life events scale and CES-DC scores. So we use multivariate analysis to test the effect of traumatic events on depression, controlling for their orphanhood status and the gender and the age. So here's a demographic as presented by Dr. Hong already. So here is the five life traumatic events score and the depression score by orphanhood status. I use red indicating the highest score. Then the purple is the next highest score. So you can see the eight orphans show highest life traumatic events among all five scale scores. Then the vulnerable children showing the next highest score, except the duration of impact, which is really the difference between the eight orphans and the rest of the two groups. So even the comparison children showing a little bit longer duration of impact, there are not statistical significance between the two numbers. So then we also look at the developmental trends, so whether the children is with all the children the pre-adolescence comparing with the early adolescence, also with the middle adolescence, see whether there's any trends. I use red indicating the highest score, and the purple is the next. So it's a clearly age trends among those measures. So this is a correlation coefficient among the trauma exposure and the depression measures. They are all significant among across all the measures. But here, the first line, the vertical one I show, I highlight also, which is the high correlation coefficient between the first the occurrence measure and the rest of the life traumatic events measure. The reason is we, during our field work, we kind of see the challenge of using this completed instrument with five scales, because children are young. Children are relatively young. It's average 12 to 13 years old. Also, because many of the life events happened many years ago, so involve a lot of recalls. So we feel like we want to see whether we can simplify the instrument for future use, rather than going through all the details of the questions, whether it's any of this scale can be can be used as a good single general measure of the traumatic life events, which is the case here. So the first occurrence scale highly correlates with the rest of the scales. So then we use that, we use the occurrence score as the between subjects factor here, running a through AR Nova. We can see both children's orphanhood status and the traumatic life events independently showing significance in predicting, in correlating with the depression symptoms. So we see, so in conclusion, we see the children affected by the HIV/AIDS experienced more traumatic life events than their peers in the same community. We also see AIDS orphans among these children, but in particular suffer the most stressful life events and also the depressive symptoms. The linear age trends also suggest the trauma exposure is not one time or is a single isolated event to these children. It's accumulating events over time. Also, as I said, one of the scales provide a reliable, valid single measure of trauma exposure among young children. And the trauma exposure is highly associated with the depression when we control for orphanhood status and the gender and age. We have some limitation besides the one mentioned by Dr. Hong. We also have, because of the time constraints, so we solely focus on psychological outcomes here. We anticipate the trauma exposure will have impact on children's physical health. So the implication is we really need to develop a greater, as a society as a whole, including researcher community, need to develop a greater, empathy and sensitivity to the stress and the psychological problems among these children. We need a community-based protection services for AIDS orphans and vulnerable children. We also have needs for developmentally appropriate psychological counseling and support to these children. We also see the needs for future study of individual and the contextual factors that may moderate or mediate the effect of the traumatic events on these children. Thank you. So this is a picture we took from one of the AIDS orphanages when we do the site visit.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Again, we're going to hold the questions to the end so we can keep moving along. And the next